KDBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin addressing the Russian warplane that forced down an American drone.
On Tuesday, Russian aircraft again engaged in dangerous and reckless and unprofessional behavior in the international airspace over the Black Sea.
A Russian military plane flying so close to a U.S. military drone that it clipped its propeller, causing it to go down into the sea. Russia says they will retrieve it. The Pentagon says it wiped all data before the drone went down. In Texas today, a judge hearing arguments from a Christian group that's seeking to overturn the FDA's two-decade-long approval of an oral abortion medication. Trump's supporting PAC Make America Great Again, Inc. filed a complaint today with the Florida Commission of Ethics, accusing Governor Ron DeSantis of a presidential shadow campaign. The complaint asked the commission to look into super PACs supporting DeSantis, his book tour, vetting political operatives, and traveling to early nominating states. This is ABC News. The FBI arrested an exiled Chinese billionaire with business ties to Steve Bannon, former President Trump's one-time campaign boss.
Federal prosecutors in New York said Guo Wengui orchestrated a billion-dollar fraud. He allegedly solicited investments through false statements and misrepresentations he made to his vast social media following. Prosecutors seized $634 million that they said amounted to the proceeds of the alleged fraud. Guo allegedly lined his own pockets with the money he's accused of stealing, buying himself a 50,000-square-foot mansion, a $3.5 million car, and financing a $30 million yacht. That yacht, the Lady May, is where Steve Bannon was arrested in the summer of 2020 on unrelated charges. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
After a strong start to the year, Americans reined in their spending last month. Retail sales were up by more than 3% in January. But in February, sales declined by 0.4%, a sign that rising inflation and declining wages are putting pressure on U.S. households. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained, this is Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Aaron Rodgers says he's going to New York. More in a minute. The state assembly passed two bills yesterday aimed at crime at school. One of them would require crimes on school property to be part of the information parents get when making school choice decisions. Delafield Republican Cindy Duckow.
This is a tool that parents deserve and community members deserve so they can find out what's going on and see how safe their kids are at school right now.
Another bill would require schools with enough incidents in one semester to hire a school resource officer. Four acting state cabinet secretaries get Senate confirmation hearings today. Senators refused to give Governor Evers' nominees confirmation hearings during his first 4 years in office. In sports, Aaron Rodgers is publicly acknowledging his plans to play for the New York Jets next season. He tells the Pat McAfee podcast the Jets and Green Bay Packers are working out the details. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Earn, play, and win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Rewards Club members can earn up to $155 rewards play and $5 to use at Whitetail Crossing or to grab a bite to eat at the Swiftwater Lounge. Guests may start earning points on your Rewards Club card 7 a.m. through 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. till midnight every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Become an off-road warrior with Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa now until March 25th. Guests can earn entries for one of the grand prize drawings on February 25th, March 11th, and March 25th. All you need to do is earn 25 points to receive $10 rewards play and an entry up to four times a day. One grand prize winner will win a gift certificate to Power Pack Sports and Equipment in Marshfield for a Polaris ATV or UTV, with six consolation winners being drawn to win a scooter cooler or up to $500 cash. For complete contest rules and to see the rides in person, visit the Rewards Club booth. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates, The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge. And then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Earl Ingram.
They can't tell you one thing that Ron Johnson has done to support them. I don't understand that. I never will understand it. I know we've got conservative listeners, but I asked them to point to one thing that Ron Johnson has done to make their lives any better, and they can't point to any of it.
Conversations that hit home every day. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
News and talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making, a lot of it being made. It's being made every minute, whether you're asleep or awake, of every day. Well, the SEC has announced that they are now probing the failure of the Silicon Valley Bank, and I assume they're doing the same for the Signature Bank. Let's get under the skin of that. Both banks failed. There was a Twitter storm of a run on the bank when, for instance, Silicon Valley Bank, which is the bankers to the tech industry, Signature is the bankers to the cryptocurrency industry. Never, ever, by the way, invest in cryptocurrency. I don't care what you hear. Never do it, in my opinion. But in any event, in the tech industry, what happened was interest rates went up. They should have foreseen that. Some of their assets lost value. They sold some assets to meet current demands. That word got around. They took a loss on those assets. People panicked. Fortunately, unlike back in 1933 when Roosevelt took office, we have the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which is not taxpayer money. That's money paid in by the banks. And they could make sure that all the depositors, by the way, the FDIC insurance is for up to $250,000, which covers most of us in any given bank. But Biden has said that they will cover not just the 250 and the FDIC, but all deposits. They will not cover investors, the big boys, the insiders, unsecured bondholders. They will not cover that. Although back under George W. Bush, they covered it. The 2008 meltdown. Republicans cover it. Biden will not. Not that. What happened is this. Under the Dodd-Frank Act, compliance programs in banks to make sure that their reserves are sufficient, to make sure that they don't have risky investment strategies, it's expensive. You have to hire lawyers, you have to hire accountants. So the banking industry argued when Dodd-Frank was passed, that was the cure, that was the cure to cure the banks, that it should only apply to banks with more than $50 billion in assets. And that went along very well from 2008 to 2018. Stock market kept going up. Everybody was doing well. Once Trump got in and the Republicans had a majority in the Senate and the House, briefly, the banks went in with their long knives, they went in with their lobbyists, and they said, no, raise it to $250 billion. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? And yet, number of Democrats went along with it, too. And the Congress passed raising the Dodd-Frank trigger to $250 billion, not $50 billion. Well, $250 billion is a lot of money. Silicon Valley Bank was the 16th largest bank in the country. Banks over $250 billion are few and far between, and the full Dodd-Frank still applied to them. But all these cowboys with slightly less than $250 billion decided to go out, treat it like a casino, not pay any attention to the risk of rising interest rates and so on, and they got caught. And that's what happened here. Well, the SEC is coming in, the Securities Exchange Commission. The Securities Exchange Commission looks for criminal as well as civil violations of the securities laws. In other words, it's not just, well, they had risky investments. That's not what this is about. They're going to investigate whether there's impropriety on the part of those banking executives. And I'll give you one impropriety. A day or so before the bad news hit, they all got bonuses. They had insider information on the demise of the bank. That is a violation of the securities laws. That's one thing. The other thing is with Signature Bank, the head guy, the CEO, dumped $3.7 million in stock just before the bad news hits. That's a criminal violation. That's securities fraud. That's insider trading. So good for the SEC. They're in on this. Those regs have to be dialed back. You can't just apply it to banks over $250 billion. Morgan Chase has assets of $3 trillion. They're covered by it. You've got to lower that. You have got to put the hammer to some of these mid-sized banks. You really do. I want to talk about DeSantis. DeSantis got set up in Iowa, but DeSantis is he was tricked into taking a picture. Some woman writes and goes, "Would you take a picture of me? We have all the snow up here. You're from Florida. We envy you all that warmth. We're huge supporters of yours." So the idiot goes up there and he stands holding a big snowflake that the woman had made, which was very smart, except that she had written the word fascist on every branch of the snowflake in sort of script that wasn't easily discernible. And the idiot posed for it. It reminds me, I don't know if you ever heard of Carrie Nation. Carrie Nation was a temperance campaigner back in the early 20th century. She died in 1911, so it was the late 1800s, early 1900s. And her work directly led up to the Prohibition Amendment. And what happened to DeSantis reminds me of what happened to her. She would go around, and she was a real tough cookie, and she described herself as Hatchet Granny. She called herself a bulldog running along at the feet of Jesus, barking at what he doesn't like. That's what she... So some fraternity at Yale sends her a letter, and they go, "We are so impressed with you. We have decided to change our ways, stop drinking alcohol, smoking cigars. Would you come here and take a picture with us?" So she goes up to New Haven to take a picture with these guys. And she campaigned against tight clothing on women, corsets, and all that. Anyway, these guys all stand around in those days taking a picture, you know. Photography was invented in the 19th century. Matthew Brady was the famous photographer around the Civil War. And he photographed Lincoln and the Civil War. But in those days, they called them daguerreotypes, and it took minutes with some guy with his head under a velvet hood trying to position stuff. And that was still sort of like that in the first decade of the 20th century. So guys there, all these frat boys in tuxedos, she's there, Carrie Nation. And he goes, "All right, 10, 9, 8. The minute he goes 10, 9, 8, all the guys pull out drinks and cigars except the two guys next to her. One puts a drink next to her hand, the other a cigar next to her other hand. Take the picture, put it on the fraternity wall, went around the country. It's a very, very famous picture." That happened to DeSantis. But DeSantis is malevolent, and I want to talk about that. Now, but I want to go to the line right now. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling us reminded, Bill.
Well, when you were talking about DeSantis, and then you said somebody put their head under a velvet hood, I thought, boy, yeah, that's what's next for DeSantis. But here's something people don't know about you. Here's what they don't know, and nobody talks about. He has the number one amount of illegal immigrants in the country in Florida. He has a total unprotected border. They come across it all the time. But nobody talks about that because Ron, or what are you, DeSanctimonious, hey, what are you doing about the people right in your backyard? You worry about Texas, they're coming in droves in your backyard. And then right. As long as we're talking about the stupid stick club, I cannot believe that nobody is taking Fox off the air for this reason. They've been sued by Dominion. There's probably going to be some suits over COVID and their misrepresentation of ivermectin and all that. I'm sure that's just down the road for those people. They put out other disinformation. They're number one with communist state TV, with Tucker Carlson being number one. But here's the real crux that nobody talks about. They're on all our armed forces station, wherever the armed forces are. How can you run communist propaganda on an armed forces station? It doesn't make any sense. But I think America has to wake up what's all going on out there. This clown show that they call a part of the Republican Party, I mean, how can the fox run the hen house? The criminals run the jail. This is getting too much. So I just wanted people to know DeSantis had a border problem, but he doesn't want to talk about it. I also want people to know Armed Forces Radio is getting bombarded by the number one communist state TV, in Russia. People got to be aware and wake up. These people we got to do something soon. We really do. And what are we going to do? You could have a national referendum just to take them off the air. Remember, the minute Fox comes off the air or at least leaves Armed Forces TV, their eyeballs are going to pop out of their head. And they're going to scream victim, but it has to happen. Have a good day. Thanks for the job you do. The way you make people aware is very good. Great show. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. Very important stuff. And I'm going to respond to it and then to the break, and then I'm going to pick up on it after the break. Bill is right. Did you know that Tucker Carlson is on Russian state TV every week, several times a week? They rebroadcast his stuff because he's pro-Russian and pro-Putin. When I was growing up, when I was in the Navy, Russia was our enemy. You know, it's not that we don't like other peoples, but the Russian communist government was our enemy, and it still is our enemy. Putin was a commie. Putin was a very, very high official in the KGB, tortured people, murdered them. He's a commie. It's commie government. Tucker Carlson is for commie government, and he is appearing on Russian state TV. One of the good things is that they have a $1.5 billion lawsuit against them, Dominion. Well, there's another lawsuit that people haven't picked up on, and I'm going to tell you what it is right now. There is another seller, another vendor of those kinds of machines, and Smartmatic, and they want $1.7 billion. Those hosts were not just pro-Russian. They go on there and they lied about the machines. They said there's a little hole in the back where somebody can screw it up. That cost them sales. They need a judgment against them, and they need it big time. But I never thought that I would see the Republican Party go soft on Russia and try to help Russia reoccupy Eastern Europe. That I never dreamed in my life I would see. We had a bipartisan commitment to take on the commies, and now it's just one part of the Democratic Party. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. See you in the lines. Don't hang up. Back right after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $150 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we're going to go right to the line, squeeze everybody in. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jake?
Hey, Matt. So the fascist Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has gone full Trump on Ukraine. He's now calling it, in DeSantis' own words, a territorial dispute. Yeah, when you have hundreds of thousands of Russian soldiers invading and occupying part of your country and raping and murdering your civilians by the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands probably by now, that's not a dispute. That's a war of aggression. That's a war crime. And why people like Ron DeSantis and the Republican Party support a communist like Vladimir Putin and his many war crimes as president of Russia, I guess these Republicans just must be on the take from Russian intelligence services and organized crime. They must clearly be getting paid at this point.
You know, that's a very good point, Jake. And I never thought of the financial angle, but we know that Donald Trump is pro-Putin because Putin has bankrolled him for a long, long time, 20 years or more. Eric Trump said that to a journalist. But I never thought about Tucker Carlson. And I'll tell you something. I think if I were Garland, you can convene a grand jury. No one has a right not to have a grand jury convened on him. Take a look at his bank accounts. Where does he have bank accounts? Is he getting money from the Russians? Is he getting money from the Russians? That's an excellent point. And let me build on it before I go to the next caller. The reason why DeSantis is dangerous, you know, Trump obviously is dangerous, but he's sort of a freak. Right now, he may get indicted in New York. There are other indictments pending. He stole classified documents that had nuclear information on it. And he has done so many things that I think that he's not likely to get the nomination. And even if he does, I think Biden can beat him. The thing about DeSantis is he's very young. He's in his 40s, and he doesn't have the name recognition of Trump, good or bad. But Jake is absolutely right. He's going Trump-like on Ukraine. He finally broke, and he said, quote, defending Ukraine against Russian invasion is not a vital U.S. interest, end quote. That's bull. That's bull. They're committing genocide. It's not an invasion. It's not a war. It's genocide. And then, as you said, Jake, you see, he said, quote, it's a territorial dispute, not in America's national interest to be involved. The same thinking would get us out of NATO. If that happens, Trump said he would pull us out of NATO. If DeSantis does the same thing, the Russians will be in Poland. They were in Poland in the 18th century. They divided up along with Austria and Russia. Poland was wiped off the map from 1795 to 1917, the whole 19th century. And then when they came on the map briefly, they got wiped out by the Nazis in 1939. And then the Russians went in, the commies, and occupied them to 1989. And the Republican Party, when I grew up, I remember the debate between Gerald Ford and Carter, and they were fighting over Eastern Europe. Gerald Ford was dumber than a post, and he said the Russians didn't occupy Eastern Europe. Tip of the tongue, it hurt him in that race. But everybody in the Republican Democratic Party was pro-Eastern Europe and against Russian communists. What's happened to these guys? What's happened to these guys? Here's the problem with DeSantis if he gets in. There was an article by Peggy Noonan in the Wall Street Journal last week recounting some of the things that some Republicans are saying about DeSantis. A number of them are saying he's basically on the spectrum. The spectrum is an autism spectrum, starting with Asperger's, going to autism. I don't think he has autism, but Asperger's, you know, he has a very dull, flat affect, a very repetitious form of speaking. And, I'm not a professional. I haven't examined the guy, but I think that somebody should examine him. But secondly, what they're saying, the mantra about him is this, quote, he would unplug your life support to charge his cell phone. He would unplug your life support to charge his cell phone. The man is cruel. He doesn't give a damn about anything. And remember something else. Think about it. He has come out for getting rid of New York Times versus Sullivan so that the media can be sued by billionaires and shut down public comment. He's coming out for an Article 25 new constitutional convention that rewrites the whole Constitution. The whole Constitution. They want a balanced budget amendment so you don't have Social Security and Medicare. They take that money and put it in a tax cut. This is what this guy is up to. And I thought he'd have the brains at least to stand up like a Republican of old and stand up against the commie Ruskies. And no, he's attacking Ukraine because of Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson should be in prison. If there were a declaration of war against Russia, he'd be in prison right away, like Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose. That's what's going on. We're going to go quick to the lines before the break. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Well, Jake took it out of the park with that. I was going to bring that up. But the situation is, why would you want to have that same stance there? I can understand his stupidity with domestic issues. But here you could have stood alone in a different position with the situation in Ukraine. And had Trump been reelected, I firmly believe that they would already be in Ukraine and it would have been a done deal. Because we both know that Trump would have weakened NATO so badly that it would have been just like an invitation for him, Putin, to just roll on in.
Right. Well, Dick, he's already talked about pulling us out of NATO. And he said that when he was president. And some of the Republicans, the old-fashioned ones, go, no, we shouldn't do that. He said, well, I don't know. And it was a very thinly guarded secret that if he'd been reelected, he would have pulled us out of NATO. And the problem is NATO is a treaty. So he's not supposed to abrogate a treaty. And if you went to a court, and if it weren't for the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court, any normal court would say he can't do it. But remember something. If the president of the United States says, I want to be out of NATO, whether or not technically they're out of NATO, the Russians will go into Poland. Because only the president of the United States can commit troops. He can commit troops. And if he's not going to do it, he pulled our troops out of Germany. Out of Germany. And Putin started to lick his chops. Putin is a genocidal sadist. He should be put to death. He should be assassinated. And this guy, if the Republicans get in, will be back in Eastern Europe. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin addressing the Russian warplane that forced down an American drone.
On Tuesday, Russian aircraft again engaged in dangerous and reckless and unprofessional behavior in the international airspace over the Black Sea.
A Russian military plane flying so close to a U.S. military drone that it clipped its propeller, causing it to go down into the sea. Russia says they will retrieve it. The Pentagon says it wiped all data before the drone went down. In Texas today, a judge hearing arguments from a Christian group that's seeking to overturn the FDA's two-decade-long approval of an oral abortion medication. Trump-supporting PAC Make America Great Again, Inc. filed a complaint today with the Florida Commission of Ethics, accusing Governor Ron DeSantis of a presidential shadow campaign. The complaint asked the commission to look into super PACs supporting DeSantis, his book tour, vetting political operatives, and traveling to early nominating states. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Metnair. Here's what you need to know. School districts with a high number of crimes will have to hire and put a police officer in their buildings under a new Republican-authored bill in Wisconsin. The measure requires a school with more than 100 incidents per semester and at least 25 resulting in arrest to hire an armed school resource officer. The cost would be partly reimbursed by the state using federal COVID-19 relief money. Another bill approved on Tuesday will require schools to collect and report information on crimes that occur on school grounds. No word on how that will be funded. Both bills go next to the Senate. 6 years after its final performance, the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus is returning to Milwaukee in October. The circus closed in 2017, citing falling attendance, high costs, and changing attitudes about the treatment of wild animals. The reimagined circus without animal acts will feature high wire, trapeze, and bicycle performers. I'm Jane Metnair. This is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The radio show your mother warned you about.
Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's going to dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. Embarrassing Republicans. And you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? Are you even smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack? What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the devil's advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Tom of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Money today, Tom.
Hi, Matt. I am concerned with what's going on down in Georgia with the legislator trying to pass laws that they could fire or, and I'm sorry, I can't think of the word right now, or investigate like the attorney who is bringing the suit against Trump, and how they could more or less just get rid of her rather than her going forward with this suit against him.
Yeah, you're right. Let me pick up on that. It's a good point. Fannie Willis is the prosecutor, the elected DA in Atlanta, which is Fulton County. And she has a lot of guts. I mean, she alone, I mean, now Alvin Bragg is starting to roll around and might do something. I'll believe it when I see it. But Fannie Willis has hung tough. Merrick Garland isn't doing anything. Not really. There's no prosecution there. None of the state attorneys generals are prosecuting the fake electors. But she's going after them. down in Georgia, and one of them is a lieutenant governor, a guy named Jones, who was a fake elector. Well, he is a big supporter and one of the ringleaders, and the Republican legislature, of course, is gerrymandered. And they just passed several laws. One law is that there's a commission that can then fire an elected DA, just yank them. Now, there has to be a cause, I would think, cause. Another bill, I don't know if this one actually got passed, was going to lower the bar for a recall election from something like 30% of the electorate having to sign it to 2%, which they could, she'd win a recall election, but it would chew her up in constant campaigns. Now, let's explore that. If they then have their commission, because they'll put all hacks, political hacks, insiders on it, and they yank her, there already are laws in Georgia where if a DA commits misconduct, and there's one who is bribed, and there are others who have committed misconduct, they can be removed. What's wrong with just leaving those laws? This one, basically, they are going to use to remove her and then wind down the investigation of Trump. Now, the remedy would be for her to go into court, if they try to do that, for an injunction to stop them, on two grounds. One ground is that whatever standards they set out, she is above reproach. She is one of the best DAs in the country. They haven't met the standard. And number two, that they're doing it for a purpose that they're not disclosing, which is to stop the investigation of Donald Trump. Now, what they are saying, none of them will say, we want to get rid of the investigation of Donald Trump. They're all saying stuff like, well, we want her to prosecute all crimes, not just some crimes. And she says, look, I prosecute all crimes, murder, I prosecute sexual assault, gangs. I'm the toughest prosecutor in Georgia. And she is. They say, yeah, but you won't prosecute an abortion doctor. They call them abortion doctors if he performs an abortion. Now, she has said she will not do that. So has the DA of Dane County and the DA of Milwaukee County and the Attorney General of Wisconsin. Everybody says that, who's a good prosecutor, for a variety of reasons. One, it's wrong. But number two, it's not at all clear that it's prosecutable even under Georgia law at present. And the other thing they'll say, you don't prosecute all marijuana cases. Well, of course, that's true. You have some guy, you know, smokes a joint and gets caught. No, the DA isn't going to prosecute him. They'll turn him over for something like a disorderly conduct, something, municipal ordinance, a citation. That's very, very common. There's a thing called prosecutorial discretion. Yeah, you prosecute murder, sexual assault, gangs, that kind of thing. But do you prosecute everybody who has a joint? No, nobody does. And people have taken a stand. They're not going to prosecute doctors. For instance, in Texas, you saw that terrific press conference of those women. They were magnificent, who had been denied abortions. And one of them, the one woman, I forget her name, but boy, was she articulate. And she said, look, I didn't want an abortion. I was looking forward to my child. But the doctor said that it couldn't live. It wasn't going to live. And I could get sepsis. And the doctors under Texas law had to say, well, go home. When you get sepsis, we'll treat you. That is disgusting. Sepsis can kill you. I've known at least one guy and guys who died of sepsis. That's why they want you to get out of the hospital as quick as you can, because hospitals, you can pick up those kind of infections. So, she's not going to prosecute that. And then they'll say that's why they get rid of her, not because of Trump. And it's going to depend, frankly, on the judges. And the Georgia judges, I'm sure there's some good ones, but this is Georgia. And many of them are sympathetic to Trump. You could go federal. I'm sure the federal courts, if they have jurisdiction, would stop it. But Tom, thanks for bringing that up. That's extremely important. You're right. I think ultimately is not going to succeed, because I'm hoping she goes to the full grand jury soon. And by the time they engineered this thing, it would be so obvious. But an excellent comment, and thank you. Now, I want to get back. We were talking about DeSantis, and I want to talk now about Pence, because either Trump will be the nominee, DeSantis will be the nominee, or Pence will be the nominee. You can say Nikki Haley all you want. I don't see her as being the nominee because of the way that party is set up. But throw her in the mix. Pence, the last word that Trump... Now, Trump is a criminal. One of the things that I love, an anecdote that just came out, Jeffrey Epstein. Remember Jeffrey Epstein? The guy that finally committed suicide in jail? Jeffrey Epstein told his brother in an interview that Steve Bannon is releasing, apparently. They got hold of it. That Jeffrey Epstein stopped hanging around with Trump because, quote, Trump is a criminal, end quote. And he just discovered that. That's unbelievable. Jeffrey Epstein was a criminal. For him to say he wouldn't hang around with Trump because he was a criminal is like something that would be out of The Onion. But in any event, to get back to this, Trump, who's a master criminal, the last words that he had with Pence right around January 6th, after Pence said, I can't stop this certification, Trump said, wimp, and then hung up. Now, Trump's a criminal, but Pence is a wimp. Instead of pleading, saying, I can't do it, saying, I'm not going to do it. The hell with you. He issued a statement the other day over the last weekend. He said, quote, the gridiron dinner is this fancy dinner. Everybody wears monkey suits. They wear white tie and tails. You know, you may think that a tuxedo is the fanciest thing you could ever do. There's a thing called white tie, not black tie, white tie. White bow tie, and then tails. Tails. I mean, you look like something out of 18th century England or something. And the gridiron dinner, all these politicians, all these journalists, and they won't permit it to be covered by the press. And they are the press. They're hypocritical as hell. They really are. But anyway, he gets up, and this is his statement, Pence, at this thing. He goes, quote, I had no right to overturn the election, and his reckless words endangered my family and everyone at the Capitol that day, and I know that history will hold Donald Trump accountable. And that is the extent of his courage. Then, as a lot of people have pointed out, he declined to cooperate with the committee investigating the attack and attacked it for being partisan. This idiot thinks he's looking, quote, brave, end quote, by saying that Trump, that, oh, I had no right to overturn it, and Trump endangered me. I'm a victim. And the committee that Liz Cheney and everybody were on, Benny Thompson was the chair, was partisan. He wouldn't participate. He wouldn't obey a subpoena if they issued one, and he wouldn't cooperate. This guy is sad beyond belief. And there's no way he's going to make it. And I do not want Trump, obviously. I really do not want DeSantis, a guy who would yank the cord on your life support to charge his cell phone. We have a couple of guys on the line, a couple of people on the line. I'm going to get to you in order. Stephen of Green Bay, my friend, thanks for calling. You're first. What's on your mind today, Stephen?
Hello, Matt. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
So I have to make a very good point. My wife, a couple years ago, had a situation where she had a miscarriage, and that miscarriage required a procedure called a D&C, where they have to surgically remove the baby from her. And I don't think a lot of people realize that the Republicans call that an abortion, even though the child is no longer living and it's a necessary procedure. And I think it's just disgusting that men, primarily in the Republican Party, that have no experience being pregnant or birthing a child, have such extreme and tasteless views on life, and especially women when it comes to that. And I say this all because people really need to realize that Janet Protasiewicz is really the only vote that is responsible to cast for the Supreme Court race. Otherwise, this garbage is going to continue if Kelly gets in there.
That is very powerful, Stephen. Thank you very much for sharing that very, frankly, moving and personal anecdote. I agree with you. DNC, I'm not a doctor, but I mean, a DNC is not uncommon, and it's done to save the mother, really, because the child is not alive. It is true that doctors, certainly in Texas, and I'm sure there's some here, will not perform a DNC. The problem is the woman can end up getting sepsis and dying. They're gambling the life of the mother, and there's no exception for life of the mother in the present 1849 statute. And it's true that Kelly supports the 1849 statute, and Jenna Protasiewicz would hold it unconstitutional. I really appreciate it, and thanks for calling. I'm going to keep going down the line. Do not hang up. If I get to you before the break, great. If I don't, it'll be right after the break. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. I'm on board with that last caller. I'm getting off topic here, but seeing I'm a big baseball fan, actually I'm a Cub fan, but going to Miller Park probably 20 times a year at least. How is it Voss can have this say and override Tony on Miller Park? Well, actually, it's American Family Park. I just don't. Why on earth wouldn't you want to keep a sports team in Milwaukee? And I just don't understand how Voss has this much power. Because of course, I'm kind of one-sided on this. I'm a big baseball fan. Thanks, Matt.
Okay, I'll come in on that in a second. Mike of Wausau, my friend, you're next up. What's in your mind today, Mike?
Hi. I just wanted to point a couple things out about DeSantis. One of them is that, like some other Republicans, Scott Walker was similar, that he tends to, when he speaks in very controlled situations where there's not an opposing voice. And you're not able to do that when you run for president. You can't control the environment like you can as a governor. And Walker was kind of similar that way. And the other thing, I think it was on Bill Maher I saw the other day, is that it's kind of like when you go to see a band. Would you rather see Pink Floyd or would you rather see a Pink Floyd cover band? Because he's kind of a Trump light. And why would you go for a Trump life when you would go for a Trump? Anyway, that was kind of my thoughts.
Yeah, those are excellent comments. I'm going to respond to you and to Wisco Paul. I'll start with you, and then after the break, Wisco Paul. You're absolutely right. When somebody like DeSantis tries to run as Trump and somehow sneak around things, people want the real thing. If they're sick enough to want Trump, they're going to take Trump. And DeSantis, I don't think, is going to win the primary. And the stupidest thing he did is to turn on Ukraine. If he'd been strong and said, I'm pro-NATO, I'm going to get the Ruskies, I'm going to get Putin out of there, and I'm going to build up our alliance, and then this other stuff, maybe people would ignore it. But he is so craven and so cowardly. I agree, the guy's not going to win. And look what happened to Walker. He went into Iowa, and he got creamed in the primary, and he dropped out. And that's what's going to happen to DeSantis. Thanks for calling, Mike. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I know it,
babe. You know it too.
Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I talked about, stories I share, my own personal experience was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Mom was always very organized.
But my sister and I noticed she started to forget things.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
My sister and I were there for Mom and each other.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many snow blowers, snow shovels, and snowmobiles are being sold as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
Welcome back to Metflin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I wanted to respond briefly to Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul said, how can Voss just kill the Brewers stadium? Brewers need about little $250 million roughly in repairs, maybe a little more. And they're willing to extend their obligation to stay in Milwaukee another 20 years, which is important as a generation, build up their base here and so on. And we have the money. There's a $7 billion surplus, and that's money well spent. If you've ever been to a Brewer game, I'm a big fan. I played high school baseball. I played Little League, Pony League. I even went out for my freshman team. In college, did not make it. At that point, you start to get some people who are really top-notch baseball players. Some of them go into the pros. Anyway, it would be a travesty to lose the Brewers. I think, along with Cincinnati, we may be the smallest market in baseball. And there are a lot of big cities that are licking their chops to take the Brewers. Mark Attanasio is a great owner, put a lot of money into this thing. And it's very, very common for a municipality, a state, to help fund, not pay all of it, but help fund the repairs that are needed. Now, how can Voss do it? He's gerrymandered. They have 2/3 of the Senate, or they did with Alberta Darling in the Senate. Now we have Jody Habersinicki running as the Democrat for the special election, and hopefully she wins. But if she doesn't, then they'll have 2/3 of the Senate again, and they almost have 2/3 of the House. They almost have a veto-proof majority in the legislature, which means that they could override whatever Evers does. But Evers can't just order the expenditure of funds like that. The legislature has to do it or agree, and then he gets to veto it if he wants. And here he's proposing it. They simply want to make Evers look bad and weaken him, and they're willing to stab the state of Wisconsin in the back. Just like Kevin McCarthy wants to make Biden look bad, so they are going to trigger a default on the national debt, and the 6 Republicans in this state and the Congress will go along with it, including the so-called moderates like Gallagher, Stile, and then, of course, the real tarantulas, people like Tiffany and Fitzgerald, and then Van Orden and the guy from Oshkosh. So, look, here's the deal. You have a political party that's willing to stab America in the back and willing to stab Glenn Grothman, and willing to stab the state in the back, and they're willing to stab Ukraine in the back and NATO in the back and Poland in the back. They'll stab their own grandmother for a bottle of horseradish. That's the kind of people they are. So, Paul, I guess I would put it to you this way. It may be that Voss thinks, oh, I'm being tricky here. Maybe I can negotiate with Attanasio to put another 10 years on his commitment to stay here. He's not going to be around. I mean, God willing, he'll be around, but I mean, a 20-year commitment is a long commitment. It's essential to Milwaukee. But you understand something. They don't care about Milwaukee. The Republican Party's base of support is not in Milwaukee. And so they will cheerfully screw Milwaukee. They've screwed us on shared revenue. Milwaukee sends more than $400 million to the state every year than it gets back. Okay? This is where the action is. But they're racially motivated. They continually attack Milwaukee schools in thinly racially disguised terms. And that's what's going on. And people are voting for them because of gerrymander, sadly. Okay, we're going to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Good afternoon, Matt. Great show and great callers. I think it's worse than what you're saying, because they've been pulling this stuff even when Scotty Walker was the big guy in the state. They have to get the funds back to the taxpayers to put back in their coffers so they can get back into office. And talk, that's like money laundering. Well, anyway, the worst, and then what they are is they don't want any tax dollars to go to anything for the taxpayers. They don't want it invested in schools. They complain about too much money on education. They complain about too much money spent on roads and bridges. They complain, on police and fire and all these different things they complain about, and they close the purse. And but they got to have that money for those tax breaks and for big projects to bring in votes like Foxconn. And that's my rant for the day. You have a good day, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks. You're exactly right. Foxconn was a fraud. They committed up to $4.5 billion to a Chinese company who never made anything. They never made anything. Big screen, small screens, electric cars, coffee maker. Why the hell are we giving... promising up to $4 billion for coffee makers. Plenty of people make coffee makers. They don't get anything. And Foxconn just is squatting on the land and won't let Intel or Oshkosh start companies. Intel, computer company, they wouldn't let them. Then they went to Ohio, a couple of thousand jobs at high wages. Oshkosh wanted to make electric vehicles for the post office. They wouldn't let them. Walker negotiated. Walker's an idiot. He negotiated a lease, or he negotiated a deal where they could block American companies. So they went to South Carolina, and Ron Johnson supports Foxconn, supported that and said, well, we have plenty of jobs here. I'll tell you what, Ron Johnson doesn't work for a living. Simple as that. Doesn't work for a living. Thanks for calling, Gene. Well, a couple more things before we wind up. This is unbelievable. George Santos, who stole the bail money of his co-defendant when they were trying to scam fake ATM cards, fake credit cards. He just filed for re-election in 2024. George Santos stole the bail money of his co-defendant, stole the GoFundMe money for that sick cancer-ridden dog that the veteran needed as a guide dog, and they stole his medicine money. Another piece of gossip, but I don't think it's gossip. Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee. David Clark, Trump supporter, went around. He's now going to run for the Senate against Tammy Baldwin. Let me tell you something. The Republican Party doesn't have any candidates. They talk about, well, who do they talk about? Gallagher, Stile, Ryan, who do they talk? I mean, they wouldn't... They would, their lips would curl in distaste if you thought of Tiffany as a candidate. They are once again going to do a clown show. It's a clown party in a clown show. So there you have it. George Santos files for re-election, embodying many of the principles of the Republican Party, not the old Republican Party, the new Republican Party, and David Clark running for the Senate. Coming to the end of the show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn, direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
March 15th. March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media Premium Weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote out those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.